Here's a sneak peek at Janet Ivanovich's next irresistible thriller, The Recovery Agent, coming in July 2021. Gabriella Rose was standing in a small clearing that led to a rope and board footbridge, which was swaying in the wind. The narrow bridge spanned a gorge that was 100 feet deep and almost as wide. Rapids rushed over enormous boulders at the bottom of the gorge, but Gabriella couldn't see the water, because it was raining buckets, and she could barely make out the far side. She was celebrating her 30th birthday deep in the Ecuadorian rainforest. The birthday wasn't important to her. She was all about the job. Her long, dark brown hair was hidden under her Australian safari hat, its brim shading her exotic almond-shaped brown eyes. She was 5'6" and slim. She kept in shape for the job, but also because she liked pretty clothes. And pretty clothes didn't always come in size 14. She was with two local guides, Jorge and Cuckoo. She guessed they were somewhere between 40 and 60 years old, and she was pretty sure that they thought she was an idiot. "Is this bridge safe?" Gabriella asked.
"Yes, sometimes safe," Jorge said.
"And it's the only way?" Jorge shrugged. She looked at Cuckoo. Cuckoo shrugged. "You first," she said to Jorge. Jorge did another shrug and murmured something in Spanish that Gabriella was pretty sure translated to chicken shit woman. "Let it slide," Gabriella thought. Sometimes it gave you an advantage to be underestimated. If things turned ugly, she was almost certain she could kick his ass. And if that didn't work out, she could shoot him. Nothing fatal. Maybe take off a toe? It had been raining when she landed in Quito 2 days ago. It was still raining when she took the 25-minute flight to Caco and boarded a Napo River ferry to Nuevo Rocafuerte. And it was raining when she met her guides at daybreak and settled into their motorized canoe for the 6-hour trip down a narrow, winding river with no name. Just before noon, they'd pulled up at a crude campground hacked out of the jungle. 4 hours on foot after that, following a trail that barely existed, all in the pouring rain. She'd been hired to find Henry Dodge and retrieve a ring he was carrying. Not a lot of information on the ring or Dodge, just that he couldn't leave his job site, and he'd requested that someone come to get the ring. Seemed reasonable, since Dodge was an archaeologist doing research on a lost civilization in a previously unexplored part of the Amazon rainforest. The payoff for Gabriella was a big bag of money. But that wasn't what convinced her to take the job. She was a treasure hunter, for profit and for pleasure. She was an amateur anthropologist, a descendant of Blackbeard, a history buff, and a collector of pirate plunder. The opportunity to visit a lost city's site was irresistible. "How much further?" she asked Jorge.
"Not far," he said. "Just on the other side of the bridge."
10 minutes later, Gabriella set foot on the dig site. She'd been on other digs, and this wasn't what she'd expected. There was some partially exposed rubble that might have been a wall at one time, a couple of tables with benches under a tarp, a kitchen area that was also under a tarp, a stack of wooden crates, a trampled area that suggested several tents had been recently used and recently abandoned. Only one small tent was left standing. There were no people to see except for one waterlogged and slightly bloated dead man lying on the ground by the rubble, and a weary-looking man sitting nearby on a camp chair.
"This is not good," Jorge said. "One of these men is very dead, and something has eaten his leg."
"Panther," the man in the chair said, "you can hear them prowling past your tent at night. This site is a hellhole. Were you folks just out for a stroll in the rain?"
"I was sent to get a ring from Henry Dodge," Gabriella said. "I believe I was expected." The man nodded to the corpse.
"That's Henry. Had some bad luck."
"What happened?"
"He was checking on an excavation in the rain first thing this morning. Fell off the wall and smashed his head on the rocks. Then a panther came and ate his leg before we could scare it away. Everyone packed up and left after that.
Too many bad things happening here.
But you stayed, Gabriella said.
They couldn't carry everything out in one trip. I stayed with some of the remaining crates and the body. Cameron said he would be back with help before it got dark.
Do you know where Henry kept the ring? Gabriella asked.
It's on his finger, the man said. He felt it was the safest place.
Gabriella looked at the dead man's hand. It was grotesquely swollen and clenched in a fist. The ring was barely visible.
Someone needs to get the ring off his finger, Gabriella said.
No one volunteered.
Gabriella flicked a centipede off her sleeve. Could the day get any worse? She was wet, clear through to her LaPerla panties. Her boots and camo cargo pants were covered with mud, and she had bug bites everywhere.
All part of the jungle experience, she told herself.
The dead man with the swollen hand was not. The question now was, how bad did she want the ring? The Lost City's site had turned out to be a bust, but there was still a payday attached to the ring. So, the answer to the question was that she wanted the ring pretty damn bad. Without the ring, there would be no big bag of money, and she needed the money to finance her own treasure hunt. She'd recently found a 300-year-old map that had been lost in her family for 15 generations. It was a treasure map signed by Blackbeard, and she had it on good authority that it was real.
I've come this far, she said. I'm not going back without the ring.
She looked at the man in the chair. I need to pry Dodge's hand open and work the ring off his finger. I need gloves and a baggie. I know all archaeological sites have them.
The man shrugged his shoulders as an apology.
They were all packed out. Truth is, we were shutting down before Henry happened. Henry was the holdout. He found the ring, and he thought there was more here. The rest of us didn't care.
We need to leave now, Jorge said. It will be bad to be in this jungle after sunset. Hard to find the way, and panthers will be hunting at night. We have maybe 5 hours of daylight left.
I'm not leaving without the ring, Gabriella said.
Cuckoo took his machete out of its sheath, and whack! He chopped Henry Dodge's hand off at the wrist.
I suppose that's one way to go, Gabriella said. I would have preferred to try my way first.
He's dead, Cuckoo said. He doesn't need the hand.
He picked the hand up by the thumb, grabbed Gabriella's daypack, and dropped the hand in.
Problem is solved, Jorge said.